It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the 100th episode of the Dear Young Married Couple podcast.
Woo, 100 episodes. You guys, this is crazy.
It's kind of hard to believe.
I know. We started in January of 2020. This was right before the pandemic hit. We had no idea that so many of you would be tuning in while working from home, doing your laundry, enjoying each other in close quarters for months at a time.
And boy, we've enjoyed the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
It's really interesting. So many interesting people.
Yep.
So many interesting dialogues. I'm sure that you guys have probably got a lot out of it.
We hope so.
We've got a lot out of it.
We have received a ton. Like, that has been one of the most enriching parts of this whole experience, is learning from you guys who are on the podcast, who listen to the podcast, who give us feedback about the podcast. We've been able to just glean from so many pastors, therapists, speakers, authors, and share that with you, and then hear from you guys about it. It's so motivating and fueling.
It is. And we never know, you know, like, how it's all gonna land on you guys. So sometimes you're like, oh man, that was really good, or we'll see. But through this journey, we've learned, I think, a lot, and we're still learning. But we're just so, I guess, grateful.
We are grateful.
It's probably the best word.
Yes.
That we have you all, and you, whoever's listening. It's really humbling to be a part of something like this.
It is. And we're looking forward to the next 100 episodes. We thought, what better way to celebrate our 100th episode of the podcast than by featuring you guys? So we asked lots of couples to send in their Dear Young Married Couple advice, because we end each of our episodes that way.
Yes. So we have 7 incredible couples that we're going to feature, and just kind of listen to them with you and comment on them. And I think this will be a fun 100th episode.
So here's the first couple.
We are Presley
and Nancy Petrie,
and we are from East Palo Alto, California.
We've been married for 1 year and 4 months.
Here's our advice. Listen and follow Dear Young Married Couple. I'm telling you. Okay, for real.
Dear Young Married Couple, always and often take the time to communicate your expectations with one another.
For example, expectations on your roles in the marriage,
your finances, your daily schedules, how you spend your time,
and the roles of your extended family and friends within your marriage.
DYMC for life.
She's out.
I love their DYMC for life.
Presley and Nancy, you guys are awesome.
We love Presley and Nancy. This couple has been an awesome part of the DYMC fam. They got married and shortly thereafter started attending our monthly live date night. So we've just gotten to know them.
I think the thing he's known for, how we really first got to know him, is that he has those backgrounds in Zoom.
Oh yeah.
He'd always put them, and he would like be in China one time and he'd be somewhere else in the world. So it was always this like running joke of, where's Presley going to be in the world this time?
They're so cool. We really appreciate you guys, and we love the advice that you shared. You know, one thing that we say at Dear Young Married Couple is that frustration is the result of uncommunicated and/or unmet expectations. And this couple has that down. They communicate their expectations regularly, and in each of those areas that they listed, finances, roles and responsibilities, their family boundaries, and they've really put it into action.
also the something that stood out that I was laughing about, you know, they said together DYMC for life. But and just to kind of like draw that out, maybe not just DYMC, but that also shows a desire to grow, mm-hmm. consistently work on their marriage. Because, and remember, like, it's funny when people say work on their marriage, what does that look like? It's mm-hmm. really, it really looks like working on yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And looking internally. And by working on yourself, you're also affecting the union.
Yep.
So I love that. And they practice what they preach here.
They sure do. We love you, Presley and Nancy. All right. The next couple we're featuring, Jen and Mike from Australia.
Hi, this is Jen.
And this is Mike.
We live in Australia and we've been married for 8 years. Here's our advice.
Dear young married couple,
take the time to enjoy each other. Find things you enjoy separately and together. Together, we like making things on our laser cutter.
Separately, I like to build and fly drones, and Jen likes to sleep.
It's true.
Shamelessly brag about your spouse in front of others.
You're awesome, babe. I love you.
I love me too. And you.
You got this.
I love it.
I love how their humor shines through.
I know. They're awesome. Jen and Mike have also been part of the Dear Young Married Couple fam since the beginning of Monthly Live Date Night.
Yeah.
Most of these couples we know through Monthly Live Date Night, because every month we connect and we see their family grow. And we got to see Jen and Mike's new baby join us at Monthly Live Date Night a few months back.
Yeah. I love their advice. After working with so many couples, one of the things that I find regularly is that couples are not taking the time to be together. Mm-hmm. They know it's a priority, but I don't think that their schedules reflect that priority.
Right. Yes.
So like, it's such good advice. Yeah, you need to do things separately. You need to do things together. Mm-hmm. And balancing those two things can be tricky, but here's a tip. You know, voice your need for that and then put stuff on the calendar.
Right.
I think it's, at least for us, if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't get done.
Totally. Yep. And, you know, I love how they also shared toward the end there to praise each other, compliment each other in front of people. And I see them doing that. Like,
yeah.
when they're, you know, volunteering for an activity or they're sharing something, you see them affirming each other. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see them, again, practicing what they preach.
Yeah.
All right. Next couple. Here we go. This couple is from New York, George and Abigail.
Hey, we're George and Abigail. We're from Syracuse, New York.
We've been married just over a year now, and our wedding was actually days before Adam and Carissa's first virtual marriage retreat, and we've been attending the monthly live date night ever since.
Here's our advice. Dear young married couple, don't try to make your spouse be exactly like you, because once you do, one of you is irrelevant.
Yeah, when you try to make your spouse be like you in every way, you lose the opportunity for a fresh perspective. We encourage you to be slow to speak and be open to learning new approaches to situations before trying to correct and change the other person.
Mm, such good advice. Yeah.
And this advice doesn't matter if you've been married for 1 month or, mm-hmm. you know, 25 years. Mm-hmm. I think respecting and being grateful for what God's given you and the other person.
Yeah.
Is such a thing that you have to keep in the front of your mind, because sometimes those differences also get on your nerves.
Of course. Yeah. But those differences are also what make you guys such a dynamic team.
Right. And if the point of marriage is to help us to become more holy or whole, right? Mm-hmm. Become sanctified, then you need that opposite part to bring those to bring that out in you, like, right. those changes.
Yep.
If we're both me, man, this would be a wreck.
So, such good advice, George and Abigail. You guys have been, again, such a special part of the DYMC fam. And it was neat being able that we've been able to be a part of your marriage since the beginning of your marriage. And man, you guys are just an awesome couple. I think one thing that stands out to me about George and Abigail is their marriage mission statement that they wrote back in January, and they shared it with everyone in the community. And I just loved the unique aspects to it, and how even though they don't know everything specifically that God is calling them to yet, they're young, they've been married a year, but they are getting as specific as they can right now with the gifts that they have, mm-hmm. and showing, sharing that in their marriage mission statement.
Right. And working toward something.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
All right. The next couple, Kate and Philip Fritz. So just so you guys know, Kate is actually the newest member of the Dear Young Married Couple team. She's an associate marriage and family therapist, and they are incredible friends of ours. So here's their advice.
Hey, everyone. This is Philip and Kate Fritz from Sacramento, California.
And we've been married 13 years. So here's some of our advice. Dear young married couple, make life fun. Be spontaneous.
Set goals together and then spoil each other when you reach those goals.
When frustrations come, choose to forgive. Don't hold grudges.
But the number one advice that any marriage can take is keep God at the center.
Ooh, so many good nuggets.
It's so good. I think Kate and Philip definitely live out the, you know, have fun part.
Oh, yeah.
They do go out of their way to enjoy things. They're hard workers. They do a lot, but they also, I could see, you know, they go out of their way to have fun with their kids and their mm-hmm. family, with each other. They have a lot of fun.
Right.
And that's such an important thing. This is, yep. you know, we have to enjoy life. It yeah. builds such strong bonds in a family that can mm-hmm. go through rough terrain.
Totally.
When you have that strong bond.
I love that about them. They are balanced and they're so involved, mm-hmm. right? At the administrative level of the church and in their own giftings in ministry, their young adult pastors, their assistant pastors,
their
marriage and family therapists. But they focus on their marriage and their children very intentionally. So, I mean, we've been able to hang out with them, go camping with them, go to the beach with them, the park, all the things. And they are living this out. So we yeah. love their advice.
And because Philip is one of my good friends, I know this about him, that he doesn't hold on to grudges,
yep.
which is a very good thing in a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's a loyal man. And I think that that's so important for people to really keep that in the forefront. When something comes, it's just an opportunity to show your spiritual maturity.
Ooh, that's good. Beautiful. We love you, Kate and Philip. All right, next, Jen and Todd.
I'm Jen.
I'm Todd.
We're from Sacramento, California.
And we've been married 16 years.
Dear young married couple, fix your eyes on Jesus. Cheer on and love and support your spouse, all while staying in your own lane, trusting that God is in control and will convict and guide and lead your spouse in his ways and in his timing. And it's not your job to fix or control them.
Take the time to have conversations about those big, important things early on in your marriage. Set a common goal and vision and remind each other about it along the way.
Yes.
And there's like too many like good nuggets and all these things to comment on. We're probably missing the best stuff. We're leaving that for you guys to comment on. But boy, like some of these things, like, take the time to talk about the big things early on in the marriage.
Yes.
And I'd even like stretch that a little bit from what Todd said, is like, you know, always take the time to address big things, because I don't think big things go away.
Yeah. And take that from a couple who's been married. I mean, they've been married 16 years. So they know, you know, that it's important to address things early on in the marriage and throughout the marriage.
I think that's because, like, as you go through life, you know, those big things will just keep on stacking up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't learn how to talk those through, they'll get so heavy
mm-hmm.
in your marriage and you.
Exactly. And I love what they said too, stay in your own lane. So even though you are working towards sanctification together and you guys are building each other up, you need to know the tools to communicate those things well, so mm-hmm. that you stay in your own lane and you're not trying to control your spouse. Right. Good advice, Jen and Todd. We love you guys. You're an integral part of the DYMC fam. Next, we have a couple who has been married a long time, 26 years, and she has some really good advice to give to a daughter.
I like this advice.
Dear young married couple, this is advice from a mom to a daughter. When you get married and you and your husband have a fight, don't call me and tell me about it. Because you're going to make up, and I'm still going to be mad at him. Because I'm only going to have heard your side of the story. Now, this was actually advice that was given to me by my mother, and it absolutely works. So, although it doesn't answer the question what you wish you would have received, I actually received this, and it was perfect advice for my mom.
That is such good advice.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. This is something that we see all the time in, in counseling, that people don't know this, reach out for that support. And she's so right. Yep. This is how a lot of families get all muddled up for years.
Yep.
So this solid advice. And if you are breaking this advice, stop it.
Exactly. I was a culprit of this a few weeks into our marriage, but I called your mom, not my mom, because I wanted her to hear how her son was trashing the house with his friends that came over for a youth night.
This is like the first time after marriage that we had like people over. We had a big party and Krista was out for some reason.
It was a guy's thing.
Yeah, I was like, can I have the guys over? Of course, you know, I want to share my house with all the guys.
And they all like,
first time I had a house by myself.
Uh-huh.
We had junk food and the guys were guys.
And I was just appalled.
And unmarried.
And I roll my eyes at myself now looking back on that, how I just sat in the garage and called your mom.
I cried.
And the house is a mess and he doesn't care. He doesn't see it as wrong. But yes, good advice.
Working through the big things early on in
marriage. Early on, there you go. This last piece of advice comes from a very special couple. This couple is Joelle and Rebecca. And you guys, this couple is the couple that we featured in our new premarital course, Prequipped. It's their real premarital counseling sessions that they gave permission for you guys to see. So I'm excited to hear what they have to share.
Over the course of our counseling sessions, we really got to know them, and they're such great people.
We're proud of them. They've been married now for a few months, but here's what they have to say.
Hi, everyone. This is Joelle.
And Rebecca Baeza.
We're from Merced, California, and we've been married for 4 months.
And we're the couple in the new premarital course who received premarital counseling and gave permission for you to watch our sessions.
A couple of things we're learning in the season of marriage is making the effort to understand each other's needs and being patient as we grow closer to God, to each other, and our purpose.
So here's some advice from our heart.
Dear young married couple,
embrace the natural seasons of your relationship. Learn to give and receive grace in your marriage. Grace believes the best about your spouse and reminds you that you're on the same team. Practicing grace provides a safe space for each other to make mistakes and grow from them. Grace doesn't focus on failed expectations, but it releases your spouse from their shortcomings and replaces your disappointment with the joy of the Lord.
Ephesians 4 and verse 32 reminds us to be kind, tender-hearted, and to forgive one another. Marriage is a journey to be enjoyed. If you're engaged or soon to be engaged, we encourage you to consider premarital counseling with Dear Young Married Couple. It will change your life and the course of your marriage.
Thank you, guys. Well, first of all, I want to say to Joelle and Becca, thank you so much for having the courage to put yourself out there in this way.
Yep.
Like, you guys are the tip of the spear, normalizing counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And just it's so courageous. I have a lot of admiration for you too.
Totally. We respect you big time. You guys are both leaders, both licensed ministers, and breaking this stigma against counseling. So we are proud of you. You guys are amazing, and we love watching you grow in the first few months of your marriage.
Yes. And your tip, I think, is very, very applicable and seasoned.
Yeah.
Even though you've only been married a short time,
mm-hmm.
I think this could apply for the rest of your marriage, that believing the best in your marriage. Mm-hmm. Very frequently in a session, I remind people that you married a good-willed person.
Yeah.
You married someone that wants the best for you, that wants you to thrive and be happy and everything else. But sometimes in the middle of an argument, ...
Yep. I love everything you guys said about grace. We need to strive for having more grace-filled marriages. not just for the big things, but for the little everyday things, the little things that annoy us, the things that we talk to our spouse about on a daily basis, where we just don't give them that grace for making mistakes and not measuring up to our expectations. And so I appreciate how you guys emphasized grace in your tip.
Right. So good, guys. Thank you so much. And to all of our people who have contributed, thank you guys for taking the time and putting your voice on a podcast that lots of people will enjoy listening to.
And we really enjoyed listening to each of your pieces of advice and commenting on them. It was such a special way to celebrate our 100th episode.
And to all the people that support us and listen and comment and frequently send in their own heartaches, but also their triumphs and testimonies. We thrive off of you and this community. Mm-hmm. And we really, like, we would have lost steam a long time ago. Like, our community is the gas that makes this DYMC car drive.
For sure. It's definitely a calling, and God fuels us each step of the way, but your feedback makes a huge difference. So we appreciate you all. We're looking forward to the next 100 episodes. We're also looking forward to the next season of Dear Young Married Couple in the services that we're offering, particularly the service that we'll be launching on Tuesday, the premarital course, which is called Prequip.
Yes, we are thrilled about this course. We know it's going to change a lot of lives, and we're just excited to watch that happen. Mm-hmm. And really saving marriages before they start, to giving them the tools, equipping them, getting them ready for this new exciting season. Like, that's like we're in the business right now, a lot of times, of saving marriages after they've started.
Well, yeah, and after they're deteriorating. Yeah. So it's really refreshing to see so many couples, as we've talked about Prequip the last couple days on social media, and seeing so many couples reach out with their enthusiasm, and even couples that are mentoring and pastoring. We've had countless emails from pastors that are just saying, hey, I would love to use Prequipped. And so we're offering that for free to the pastors and the premarital counselors. You get a free copy. And then, of course, the couples will invest in the course themselves. And that will be available on Tuesday, September 14th.
You guys, we're stoked. That's the truth. But thank you all. You guys all rock. Keep on growing.
Yes.
Never settle for mediocrity. Just keep on growing and developing and pushing your spouse to become the best, and you to become the best versions of yourself.
And to become intimately connected, get adventurous, and find purpose. Cheers to the next 100 episodes.
Let's do this.